Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan on this manic Monday. Shovels at 7:30, but right now, college football. First of all, we cannot, I would be remiss to not to mention more job openings, including Auburn. Hugh Freeze, you should have stayed at Liberty University, buddy. That's where you should have stayed.
There's so many marquee programs. And like I'd still put Auburn in that mix because it's an SEC job. And I used to say it's an SEC job, not named Vanderbilt or Kentucky, but I think things have changed. But you've got Florida open, you got LSU open, you have Auburn open, Penn State still open.
Yep.
Who else? I mean, there's going to be more because there's a lot of disappointment in some of these teams that you expected to fare better than what they have.
And Auburn got off cheap. I think it's under $20 million to get rid of him.
Yeah.
They got off cheap.
Well, they got off cheap considering what Brian Kelly's getting.
That's my point.
But
you don't ever want to pay
somebody millions of dollars to just go away. But it got to feel nice to be able to do it.
I wanted to be in Louisiana when they fired him so I could be there doing this as I'm waving, smiling. I hate him. I hate him so much. Penn State looked like they didn't belong. How long is it going to take Penn State, Ed, to turn things around? I know college football, college athletics now, different world with the transfer portal, but with all the other programs around them doing well, what makes you want to transfer to Penn State other than the money?
I really don't know, honestly, because this is a team that just, they have not been able to get it together just for whatever reason. And now they're just, you went from being like number two in the country to just like
irrelevant.
Suck.
Mm-hmm.
Must be the money.
Yeah. They're 3-5.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
What's that, 5 in a row now they've lost?
It's like ridiculous. 0-5 in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeremy, I thought about you watching that World's Biggest Outdoor Cocktail Party. I think you might be right.
Something's wrong with Georgia?
Something's wrong with Georgia, man. I think you might be. I know they won the game, but I'm looking at them. I'm thinking, yeah.
Florida was missing their best.
I thought Florida had them, actually.
I did, too. Like,
yeah.
Florida, for all the things that have gone on, were missing their best wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Then their next best wide receiver gets hurt in the first drive of the game, I think, or second drive, and he goes out. And then they're just hanging around in this game. And then, again, Georgia, they're just, from watching Georgia teams the past, what, 8 years easily?
Yeah.
There's something amiss with this team. Doesn't mean they're not going to get in the playoffs. I'm just telling you, your team's not winning anything
this
year.
It is funny you say that, but yeah. But they're fifth in the country. They're 7-1.
Yeah.
And they still just, I think Florida could have beat them yesterday. I don't get it.
When I say things like this, all I'm telling you is, depending on the matchup, but more than likely, I'll be betting against Georgia in their first bowl game.
I understand what you're saying. People going to look at the record, look at the ranking, and say, what are you talking about, Jeremy? No. There are levels to this. Georgia is in it to win the national championship, not to be ranked fifth in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like a national championship team. Having said that, is Arch Manning beginning to find himself?
I said everybody wrote him off too soon.
Way too soon.
And hear me out on this, because somebody was asked me, what do you think of Arch Manning? I think he looks more like Cam Newton than he does Peyton or Eli. Because he runs a lot more. He's athletic. He's physical. You see him take off. And even how he's reading defenses, he's got to get better, and the progression has to get better like it did for Cam. Because when Cam first came in the league, where's my first read? Is he open? Nope, I'm running.
Yep.
Where's my first? Is he open? Nope, I'm running. And I feel like it's taken Arch a little while to get this, and he was so overhyped. But people are sleeping on it. I said this weekend for Texas, and they allowed those sons of bitches to come back in the game, was a statement game. And when they jumped all over him, I'm like...
Dallas Cowboys statement game?
No, it was different than that, because they actually won this one.
All right.
You look at the Texas team, and we talked about them being one of the best teams in the country. They suffered two bad losses or two tough losses. Mm-hmm. The Ohio State loss isn't bad. It's bad how you looked in it,
but
right?
An in-conference loss.
Yeah, to... Oh, God, who did they lose to? Was it LSU? Or no, Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yeah, got upset Florida.
Yeah. So, like, again,
Which looks bad now.
Yeah. But they can still run this table and make it interesting.
They ranked 20th before. We'll see where they rank tomorrow, but beating the top 10 team helps well. Remember, okay, just like you said about Georgia, something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago, one of you guys said, it's good to have the U back. And I said, no, they're not back. That's not the U. That's not the U. That's not the U.
I meant SMU.
Did you see SMU? They had Shooter McGavin partying with the guys back behind. They brought in Shooter McGavin.
Really?
Yeah, he's back there talking to him. He's partying up, and then of course they upset Miami.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's and how about Tennessee? They're done, aren't they?
They can't stop a nosebleed.
That's three losses. You got that one right. I thought they'd beat Oklahoma. And as you said, it just...
It's another one of those games where I looked at the money coming in.
Couldn't get off the field.
Yeah. And Mateer looked good in that game. But Tennessee just can't stop. Whenever they play someone of significance, their offense has to win the game for them. Because they can't stop anybody.
What about Georgia Tech?
I called that
NC State loss, yeah.
Yeah, I called NC State upsetting them. Yeah. That was my top play this weekend. It's another game that when you look at it, you're like, oh... NC State's coming off their bye. Georgia Tech's rolling. Mm-hmm. They're going into their bye, and then they have Georgia coming up. By the way, Georgia Tech's going to beat Georgia's ass. Watch. Just watch.
I hope you're right.
They just got their wake-up call losing NC State. C.J. Bailey was all over the place.
They'll put them back in the playoffs. They beat Georgia. If they don't lose again and beat Georgia, they'll be back in the playoffs.
I think they're going to win the ACC.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Well, they also got Virginia's playing well, even though I think they stink. But when they start playing good teams, like we start hanging our hats on certain things like, oh, my God, they beat Florida State. And then all of a sudden, what happened to Florida State? What happened to Miami? I mean, Carson Beck, that dog don't hunt.
It doesn't hunt, man. It just don't. I mean, Kirby Smart tried to tell you that dude ain't the guy.
It's hard to listen to a guy that cuts his hair at home in Kirby Smart. I mean, come on. He cuts his own hair at home.
He's the guy from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Lloyd Christmas.
Lloyd Christmas. And are we doing ourselves a disservice by not paying attention to USC?
No, because when they travel across time zones, they can't win.
Okay.
You're not. USC played like trash this weekend.
I didn't feel I did, but I wanted you to try to convince me that I was, but I don't.
Dylan Raiola got hurt, and he's done for the season for Nebraska, but USC was playing like crap that whole game.
When he got hurt, did Patrick Mahomes feel the pain?
I think so. Like the... what was the Cheech and Chong movie where they were the brothers, and when you hit the one, the Corsican brothers, when you hit the one, the other one felt it. So they're torturing one, and the other one just screaming his ass off. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not trying to be Pat Mahomes. I just do everything that he's done after he did it. Yeah. Okay, Dylan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.